Today we're playing in the big leagues. It's me and Damon Stoudemire, one-on-one. What's so special about his shoes? Come with us into the back room at Nike. A world mountain bike champ shows us how to use our bikes and our bodies to be better and faster. A world-class pitcher shows me how to pitch like a pro. We get to see all kinds of tricks.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Toronto Raptors. He kicks some serious butt in basketball. So I thought I'd show him my stuff.
Jay, I hate to tell you, but it's those ugly, holy shoes you got on right there.
Well, if the problem is my footwear, and if I'm gonna stand a chance against Damon, I had to go where Damon gets his shoes, Nike headquarters.
This place is huge. This is where they design, test, and fine-tune all the shoes Nike makes. That includes shoes for guys like Michael Jordan and Pete Sampras. Damon Stoudemire comes here to make sure his shoes are as effective and comfortable as possible.
This cool-looking guy is Aaron Cooper. He's the one who designed the shoes Stoudemire wears.
Hey, Aaron, got a second? So tell us about the design process.
Well, my job is to take all the ingredients that need to be in a shoe, like the traction, breathability, lateral stability, and kind of make it look cool.
But first, Aaron gets the info about feet from the sports lab. That's where they do all sorts of scientific tests to accurately measure your foot and the way you walk.
Well, we take a lot of the information that they provide us, like, you know, how a player moves back and forth and what sort of elements on the shoe need to be on that player's shoe, like Damon Stoudemire, you know, because he's a point guard. What does he need in a shoe? There are some things that Damon may want specifically in his shoe.
Speed and quickness.
The outsole provides the traction.
My herky-jerky style.
The lateral stability.
It wouldn't be good for me to wear a heavy shoe.
Damon likes a very light shoe.
You can't run barefoot. You gotta wear sneakers, so.
A regular airbag in the heel. And, of course, that provides the cushioning.
Aaron's design ends up here. A top-secret room where they make the prototypes of new shoes. And special orders, like shoes for Damon. They take Aaron's design, and a high-tech computer cuts out the pattern.
And from here, it's sewn together. This is the shoe.
After stitching together the upper part, it goes into lasting. Lasting is a process where a shoe is steamed, poked, pressured, and otherwise tortured into a foot shape. Then, it's connected to the sole.
What do you think of these puppies?
Well, Jay, I think it's about time for a new pair. How do you like these?
Ooh, snazzy. So, I went back to face a superstar with new shoes and a little instruction. Come on, keep your eyes open. There you go. Almost got him. Run him.
Nice working with you, man.
Thanks a lot. Nice working with you, too.
The first modern running shoe was designed by a legendary track and field coach named Bill Bowerman. He was sitting in his kitchen one morning staring at a waffle iron when he had an idea. He poured liquid rubber into the iron and created the world's first waffle sole. Its improved traction and cushioning revolutionized athletic shoes. Bill named his shoe company after the Greek goddess of victory, Nike.
What?
Huh? Huh?
All feet have some smell because they produce something called pheromones. Pheromones are natural chemicals found in the bodies of all animals, including humans. They are what gives each individual his or her own personal smell. Feet only smell bad when tiny microscopic plants and animals, known as microbes, grow on our skin. These microbes, or bacteria, grow best in warm, dark places, such as the inside of your shoes, where they can eat the sweat on your skin. And not only do some of these microbes smell, but some of them smell really bad.
The key to mastering any sport is to take it easy and to take it slow.
Learn something small.
And then keep improving at it.
You won't have to lose practice time to an injury.
And then you'll be able to do the more spectacular tricks.
I'm Vez. I'm Brad Builder, owner of this year's skate park, the Taz Mahal. Pretty much the biggest one in North America. So I build half pipes. This one happens to be 11 and a half feet high, 32 feet wide, which pretty much makes it the biggest one in Canada as far as I know. Okay, here we are. We're going to build a jump ramp, launch ramp for skateboarding, BMX, inline skating with Lee Robert here, my helper. What we're going to do is a 2 foot high jump ramp, and what we got to do first is measure the height. For this 2 foot jump, I've decided on 5 feet of length, which gives me a sort of semi-tight jump ramp, a little more height oriented. I build the ramps according to what it is I feel like skating and what my friends are asking for and what my customers are asking for at the skate park. We're going to use this bendable, pliable piece of wood. It's important to keep it nice and straight at the bottom mark, and at the top mark, something not too steep. Don't force it too much, just enough so that it seems to be giving a natural curve. And using the pencil, we're going to draw a mark from the top down to the bottom. Well, I built a jump ramp for myself and had it out in the front of my house, and a bunch of friends started asking about it, and strangers were ringing my doorbell. Told them I made it, and I got little contracts in my area back when I was like 15, and I started getting a lot of experience building local skate parks and things like that. The next step B, to mark the spots where your 2x4 supports are gonna go, and then using two screws per stud, screw that baby in. Next up, what we're going to do is we're going to be cutting the 5/16 plywood for the surface. So add a strip of duct tape at the bottom and the thing's ready to ride. We can't put it there. Well, I guess we'll put it right next to the bump. What I think of the jump? Works.
Doesn't seem to be having much luck. But scientists say that more than talent, more than your physical shape, what makes an athlete good is something called patterning. Patterning happens when you repeat something till your brain is so familiar with what's happening, there are no surprises. You know exactly how you're going to land.
Tony Hawk knows he'll get it right eventually. They call him the Michael Jordan of skateboarding, the Gretzky of grind. It took a lot of practice, but for 12 years in a row, he's been ranked the best skateboarder in the world.
Enjoying your day on the trails?
How could you? What are you, a world champ or something?
Actually, I am. I'm Allison Sider. I'm 3 times women's cross-country world champion. Pleased to meet you guys.
What a coincidence, the world champ riding beside us just when we're having trouble.
If you're interested, maybe you want to follow me down and I'll give you some tips coming back up. Come on.
Just when I was starting to enjoy the view.
Hey guys, you know that story about the tortoise and the hare? That's sort of what you want to think about when you're climbing. Slow and steady wins the race. You sit on your saddle, you're going to save a lot of energy, and you're also going to, by keeping your weight down and low, you're going to keep good traction on the tires. Try and avoid those loose sandy sections. Keep that traction. You guys are doing great. Those tips are working. Whew, good job.
Well, that was easier.
Good.
A lot easier.
Good.
Okay, any tips about wipeouts?
Well, practically the best thing to do is to avoid them, but you're gonna crash once in a while. Crashing hurts, so try riding control. Try not to hit the ground too often. But a few things you might want to think about is just you guys all have the proper safety attire. You have helmets, protect your head, gloves, protect your hands, some biking shorts to protect some of the skin down there. Another thing to do before you head out the door and hit the trails, to make sure your bike's working really well. Obviously, brakes are very important for control and for safety. Another thing is to check the tires, make sure they have good air pressure, because proper air pressure really helps your control. And plus, you don't want to get flats when you're out on the trail. Another thing, just to check your drivetrain, run through all your gears before you get too far away from home, make sure there's no problems. And just give your bike all-around check before you go out for a ride, after you return home.
And still, nothing beats the feeling of riding.
Right on. Let's stop this talk and go for a ride.
The cool thing about being world champion is that you get trails named after you. Hey, who knows? Maybe if we keep practicing, one day we'll have our own trails. Libor Karas doesn't go very fast. He's one of the world's best trial cyclists. Watch him do his thing.
Hey guys, I'm ready.
Charlie here set up a kind of race for these brothers.
Now, you can see that those guys are almost completely identical.
Ready?
Okay, go!
And they're off. Now, they'll reach exactly the same speed and stop pushing here.
Okay, stop pushing.
Now we'll see who coasts the farthest.
And it's Frank. Any guesses why?
He has bigger feet.
They look the same to me.
No. Any other ideas?
Same parents.
What?
Well, actually, it's the condition of their skates. Philip's skates were dirty, while Frank's skates were clean. Spin these wheels for me.
Clean. Dirty. Clean. Dirty.
You see, if you don't keep your wheel bearings clean, you're going to have to work harder to skate. Do it again. That was fun. The bearing is the part that connects the wheels to your skates. Tiny metal balls in the bearing allow the two parts to roll freely together rather than rub against each other.
Dirty bearings mean slower skates.
You got it. And this is how to clean them. Alicia, this is for you. Unscrew the wheels with an Allen key. Wipe the dirt off the bearings with a towel. Spray the bearings with a special lubricant. Then put your fingers on the bearings and spin the wheel to spread it around. This wheel is different. It has fully serviceable bearings. That means you can open the bearings right up. You're going to start seeing this on more and more skates. It's more work, but you can get the bearings even cleaner. When you're ready to put the wheels back on, be sure you rotate them. That means changing them around in the skate. The wheels won't wear out as fast. So if you want to do it yourself, it'll be a smoother ride, you won't have to work as hard, and you won't have to pay a store to do it for you.
Thanks for the dirt, Charlie.
The stitches on a baseball, the dimples on a golf ball, and the fuzz on the tennis ball all grab the air, changing the way they move through the air. Let's say you throw a baseball with a backspin. That's a fastball. The spin means the upper surface of the ball is moving in the same direction as the air flowing over the ball. The spin forces some of the air passing over the ball to go underneath it, giving the ball an extra shove upwards, so it doesn't lose height as fast. A breaking ball's forward spin pushes it towards the ground, and the sideways spin on a curved ball pushes it left or right.
Today I'm going to be meeting one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball today. It's Montreal Expos' Pedro Martinez. He throws one of the meanest fastballs around.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Time to go to practice for the game. Go get dressed.
Ta-da! Now, on the ball. Do these stitches really make a difference in how fast the ball goes or what direction it goes in?
Without the stitches, you wouldn't be able to hold on to the ball and you wouldn't have the same control on it. If you hold it like this in a two-seam fastball or a sinker, that ball will move tight, hard and in. And if you hold it like that, and you let it roll on top of your fingers, it will be like that, and it will be a curveball. If you hold it like this, it will be a straight like an arrow.
Okay. The fastball is one of Pedro's specialties. It may be the most important and fastest pitch of all. Coming in at around, 100 miles per hour, it only takes 4/10 of a second for it to reach the plate. It's so fast, you may not even see it.
That's my favorite mound. It's the one I warm up in and the one I get ready for the game. First, I dig a little hole like this. Then you hold the ball like a crossing fastball, like I showed you. Then you start moving your body. You bring up that leg.
Okay.
Then you aim there and you go and throw it as hard as you can. Strike one.
The arm of a pitcher can generate as much energy as a 3-horsepower motor. That's enough to lift a small car a foot off the ground. Powerful stuff. Pedro has to keep in pretty good shape.
Grab your mitt and start stretching, kid.
Oh, boy.
So, Jay, you're on the hill tonight.
Yes, sir.
We got to give you the pre-game stretch and warm-up.
Pre-game stretch.
Lay down here on the table.
Okay.
I'm going to take your shoulders through all the ranges of motion that it works. How does that feel? And then we flex it this way for the external muscle here.
Just out of curiosity, does this make your arms any longer?
Last thing you do is a little shake. Jay, now I'm going to put the hot stuff on your arm. You want the real hot stuff or the mild stuff? What kind of a man are you tonight?
Tough question.
If I coat the shoulder with this atomic bomb and work it into the
Ooh, that's so strong.
Hey, listen, this is a big game tonight. We gotta fire up.
Let's see how a new student comes out.
Ladies and gentlemen, to throw tonight's official first pitch, please welcome the TV host of Popular Mechanics for Kids. Please welcome Jay Baruchel.
Now that Pedro showed me his tricks, I'm ready. The whole world is going to find out that my dream is real. Yes, I'm a great pitcher. Just watch.
But sometimes just because I'm a girl, I kind of get looked at strange.
Yeah, I know. Some guys do this because they don't think skateboarding is a girl sport. Mm-hmm. I think there's not enough girls who have discovered the sport yet. Mm-hmm. So if you have any other girlfriend, just tell them to start skateboarding. It's a nice sport.
So what helped you get good?
You have to believe in yourself. And if you want to do something, never stop trying. You need some determination, even though it's hard sometimes.
Looking at. Come back next week, I'll be better than them. I want to do it, I can do it, and I will do it. I want to do it, I can do it, and I will do it.